A modern perspective. Retirement in America has undergone significant changes in recent decades due to longer lifespans. Many individuals are considering embarking on a second career. Tax-deferred savings plans and government-sponsored income and health programs make retirement more accessible. To maximize your retirement experience, it's crucial to start planning. Ask yourself questions about your future goals to determine the most suitable retirement approach for you. Before leaping into retirement, it's crucial to weigh the pros and cons. Take a good look at your age, health, family situation, job, finances, and your overall perspective on life. To ensure a smooth transition, educate yourself about the financial aspects of retirement and decide what you want to do once you've retired. Three reasons to consider retirement. The right time. After years of hard work and overcoming challenges, you may feel it's time to step back and enjoy life on your terms. New priorities. Whether it's spending more time with family or diving into meaningful volunteer work, retirement can offer the chance to focus on what truly matters to you. Work changes. If your job becomes stressful due to company changes or cutbacks, retirement might be a welcome relief from the difficulties you're facing. On the flip side, there exist at least three compelling rationales for not retiring. Enjoy your work. If your job gives you a sense of identity and fulfillment, it might be worth sticking with it. Value work relationships. If you genuinely like the people you work with, leaving could mean missing out on those connections. Lack of alternatives. If there's nothing else you're passionate about pursuing, staying in your current job could be the best option. Line between work and retirement. Retirement doesn't always mean saying goodbye to work forever. Nowadays, many retirees are opting to continue working, either part-time or even full-time. This trend is on the rise because people are living longer and they want to stay active and engaged. As a result, the boundary between work and retirement is becoming less distinct. The wave of baby boomers, a whopping 77 million strong, born between 1946 and 1964, is hitting retirement age. Surveys reveal that a whopping 85% of them are planning to keep working after they officially retire. Another study found that 80% of them intend to work at least part-time during their retirement years. So, retire, yet keep working, either part-time or full-time, in a job you love. Can you afford it? Deciding whether you're financially ready to retire boils down to one question. Can your monthly income cover your monthly expenses without a job? If yes, then it's time to retire. If not, you've got some work to do. You can either find ways to increase your income, cut down on expenses, or dip into your savings to bridge the gap. When you calculate your retirement expenses, keep in mind that healthcare costs tend to rise after you stop working. A modern perspective. Retirement in America has undergone significant changes in recent decades due to longer lifespans. Many individuals are considering embarking on a second career. Tax-deferred savings plans and government-sponsored income and health programs make retirement more accessible. To maximize your retirement experience, it's crucial to start planning. Ask yourself questions about your future goals to determine the most suitable retirement approach for you. Before leaping into retirement, it's crucial to weigh the pros and cons. Take a good look at your age, health, family situation, job, finances, and your overall perspective on life. To ensure a smooth transition, educate yourself about the financial aspects of retirement and decide what you want to do once you've retired. Three reasons to consider retirement. The right time. After years of hard work and overcoming challenges, you may feel it's time to step back and enjoy life on your terms. New priorities. Whether it's spending more time with family or diving into meaningful volunteer work, retirement can offer the chance to focus on what truly matters to you. Work changes. If your job becomes stressful due to company changes or cutbacks, retirement might be a welcome relief from the difficulties you're facing. On the flip side, there exist at least three compelling rationales for not retiring. Enjoy your work. If your job gives you a sense of identity and fulfillment, it might be worth sticking with it. Value work relationships. If you genuinely like the people you work with, leaving could mean missing out on those connections. Lack of alternatives. If there's nothing else you're passionate about pursuing, staying in your current job could be the best option. Line between work and retirement. Retirement doesn't always mean saying goodbye to work forever. Nowadays, many retirees are opting to continue working, either part-time or even full-time. This trend is on the rise because people are living longer and they want to stay active and engaged. As a result, the boundary between work and retirement is becoming less distinct. The wave of baby boomers, a whopping 77 million strong, born between 1946 and 1964, is hitting retirement age. Surveys reveal that a whopping 85% of them are planning to keep working after they officially retire. Another study found that 80% of them intend to work at least part-time during their retirement years. So, retire, yet keep working, either part-time or full-time, in a job you love. Can you afford it? Deciding whether you're financially ready to retire boils down to one question. Can your monthly income cover your monthly expenses without a job? If yes, then it's time to retire. If not, you've got some work to do. You can either find ways to increase your income, cut down on expenses, or dip into your savings to bridge the gap. When you calculate your retirement expenses, keep in mind that healthcare costs tend to rise after you stop working. Month. It can range from $1,200 to $2,600, depending on when you decide to hang up your work hat. Pension options. When it comes to pensions, there are two main types: the defined benefit plan, paid by your employer, and the defined contribution plan, like the 401k savings plan, where you and your employer chip in. Your big choice is whether to grab a lump sum or opt for monthly payouts. With a lump sum, you get to call the shots on how to invest your cash. But beware, there's the risk of blowing through it. On the flip side, monthly payments offer stability. Yet, keep in mind that these payments don't keep up with inflation, so your purchasing power could shrink over time. If your former company is no more, contacting the Federal Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation can help you locate your missing pension fund. You qualify for a pension if you are vested in the company's plan, usually after 5 years of work. Maximize your retirement savings. Take full advantage of your company's retirement savings plan by contributing as much as you can afford, up to the plan's limit. Regularly putting money into a 401k plan is a smart way to build your nest egg over time. When you reach retirement age, which is older than 59 years and 6 months, consider setting up an IRA rollover account with a major mutual fund. This allows your company check to go directly to the mutual fund, helping you avoid income taxes on the amount. By doing it this way, you skip the hassle of reclaiming taxes from the IRS later on. When it comes to your 401k money, steer clear of cashing out early to avoid higher taxes. Instead, let it grow until you hit the mandatory withdrawal age of 70. For your IRA funds, remember that you must start taking them out by 70 or the next year. This is known as your required minimum distribution. Aside from your 401k and IRA, there are other retirement plans worth exploring. These include IRA rollover accounts, simplified employee pension plans, simple incentive match plans for employees, profit-sharing plans, money purchase pension plans, and 403b plans for employees of tax-exempt organizations. Find out what options your company offers. Plan your retirement investments. To make sure you're set for retirement, you need to figure out how much you'll need and what you can invest. Think about your goals, when you want to retire, and how much risk you're comfortable with. Chat with a financial planner or advisor to help you come up with a plan. You might consider buying annuities, putting money into treasury bonds, or investing in things like stocks or bond funds. There are lots of options out there. Start by thinking about why you're investing. Are you aiming for your money to grow, generate income, or both? Your health coverage in retirement. As you approach retirement, securing health coverage becomes crucial. One option to consider is Medicare, a federal insurance program designed for folks age 65 and above. Coupled with a Medigap policy, it can provide comprehensive coverage for your medical needs. Even if you're still working, it's wise to enroll in Medicare as soon as you hit 65. This can help keep your monthly premiums down. Medigap policies may seem complex, but the key is to compare premiums from different providers. While prices can vary, some companies offer the same coverage at similar rates for all policyholders. Additionally, exploring a Medicare HMO could be beneficial. These plans often offer comprehensive coverage and may suit your needs. By taking proactive steps and researching your options, you can ensure your healthcare needs are met during retirement. Decisions. Decisions. Protecting against illness costs. To safeguard yourself from hefty medical expenses in case of a long-term illness, consider purchasing long-term care insurance, also known as nursing home insurance. Choosing your retirement location. When deciding where to live after retirement, think about your family ties, social connections, affordability of housing, and the places where you would genuinely enjoy spending your golden years. Organizing your estate. To simplify matters for your loved ones and minimize tax burdens, seek advice from a legal expert. You might want to explore options like setting up a revocable living trust and granting your spouse durable power of attorney. Promoting healthy aging. Start adopting healthy habits now to improve your chances of enjoying a vibrant retirement. Accept a lifestyle that includes regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and adequate rest. Key points. 1. Plan by considering goals, finances, and health for a smooth retirement transition. 2. Many retirees continue part-time work for fulfillment and engagement. 3. Assess finances, including healthcare costs, and maximize savings for retirement readiness. 4. Understand Social Security and pension benefits for secure future income. 5. Maximize savings through 401k contributions, IRA rollovers, and exploring retirement plans. 6. Consult financial advisors for wise retirement investments, considering annuities, bonds, or stocks. 7. Secure healthcare with Medicare and Medigap policies, and consider long-term care insurance.